More holiday Humble and Fred legends. Hi, I'm Philip Hong from my house in Woodbridge. And the reason why I'm mentioning that is today's show just happens to mention a lot about my home. Anyways, we are brought to you by the Retirement Sherpa, Gig Sky, The Chambers Plan, Health Gauge, Bodog, Doer, D-U-E-R, and our newest sponsor, Canna Cabana. On today's program, we're going back to December the 23rd, 2014. A lot had happened that year. As well, we're going to hear from some great bands, performances from a bunch, as well as friends and regulars, and also a listener almost destroys Howard's computer in the process. So off we go.
And once again, the baby Sky Muppet came out of a manger, and his parents were very excited, and they made a blessing over some pancakes or something. And once again, the gift of Humble and Fred Christmas joy was
taking flight, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on. Give it up.
Give it up. Give it to us, babies.
We have another nice, warm Christmas show, Howard. Look at this. All those bright, wonderful faces. The supporters of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. One of our newer interns, Kyle. Mm-hmm. He asked me about a half an hour ago and said, are you excited? I said, yeah, it's always nice when some of our friends come over and watch our last show of the year. And I said, but it's not, I said, we've done this before. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, this is probably, if we sat down and thought about it, some, maybe not 25, because we had a few years off, but it's close to 25 Christmas things that we did.
Yeah. It's, well, you know what? It's probably close. This might be the 20th actually doing it. So that even in itself is huge.
I just think if we were actually the type of show that prepared, we'd probably have a number, but we don't.
But really, who cares about the number? What does it really mean?
No, I know, but a lot of shows would have gone to the trouble.
Well, fuck them.
A lot of shows aren't us.
Exactly. The very first time we did it, it was just you and I think our producer, we had a dog, I think your wife was there, my ex-wife. May have been five or six people, and every time we've done it since, it's always got, you know, some of them have been huge, like our anniversary show, but I like these little ones where by the way, if you're listening around North America, these will be the last sober moments of the show.
Yes.
Yay!
Humble and Fred Booze.
It's been quite
Humble
the
and Fred Booze.
It's been quite the evolution for you. You've mentioned your ex-wife.
Yes.
And then we had the lady friend era.
Lady friend era.
And now we have the lonely boy era.
Oh, yeah. You have no idea. And I'm going to tell you, the drinking is driving me into the ground.
You're just
is it noon?
You're just a lonely boy.
Exactly. Where's Daddy's sad juice?
Oh, it's medicine.
Daddy must be getting backed up with sad juice.
Well.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. No. Daddy still has outlets.
Okay, your daughter's here.
Oh, come on. My baby's here. That's one of this is one of the ones that didn't get away.
One of the successful ones.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, you could end it up anywhere.
Oh, Jesus.
That's horrible.
You couldn't have.
What?
Some back alley in Regina.
No, exactly. I was thinking more.
Who's
you
Regina?
Know. Whose Regina was it? As I recall, it was your mother's Regina. And my moose Jew. Well, we're off and running.
Look at the 16-year-old laughing her head off.
Yeah. You know, I had this ultrasound yesterday.
Oh, right.
Had an ultrasound yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was fine. I don't know if you've ever had one of these. I for some reason thought it was going to be like, you know, when you had your baby ultrasound?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go a couple places, make sure the baby's heart's beating, and then you move on, right?
Yeah, well, no, sometimes they're a little more.
This was 45 minutes of an abdominal search.
Well, they do that to make sure everything is there.
I didn't realize
it. Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize it was going to be 45, but here's where she was having trouble, and I thought you'd find this amusing, because what they have to have you do is take a breath.
Yes.
And you hold your breath.
Yep.
Right.
Because they're trying to see your internal organs, and depending on how much of this particular material you have, they're more or less successful.
Yes.
So
they want it still,
I had a lot of gas, apparently.
Oh, really?
Poor girl. The poor girl keeps saying to me.
She could see it?
Well, yeah, because what she couldn't is, when there's a lot of gas there, she can't see. It's expanding, and she can't see to your pancreas. But I just thought you'd love it, because about, I don't know, 15 or 20 times over 45 minutes, she went, I'm sorry, sir, you have so much gas, I cannot see. I can't see. Or her name was Nev.
That's surprising, because you usually get rid of of it here before you go.
No, do it. Is that right? Is that why your chair's covered in shit stains?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Merry Christmas.
Nice. Merry Christmas. What about your bladder? You know, mine wasn't 45 minutes. Mine was pushing half an hour, though, because they figure if they're going to do it, they make sure they see everything.
Sure.
But mine was, yeah, I had to go expel some urine from my bladder halfway through.
Yeah.
I've so never wanted what's either more of embarrassing?
What's more embarrassing, gas or pee-pee?
You know what? Six of one, half dozen of the other, really.
It's gas and pee-pee in the morning. Hit music all day long.
Gas and pee-pee in the morning.
Gas and pee-pee. He's a little bit gassy. He dribbles from his wiener. This morning we'll play Stump the Tits.
Together they're both disgusting.
It's funny because...
Oh, yeah.
We were, as a lot of people know, we also do a little thing on a talk station in Toronto. And this morning while we were getting ready to do our little conversation on the talk station, a few people had come in to the show. And, you know, we have such a warm group, but and we'll eventually identify most of them. But the first two people here were Mistress L and V.
Yes.
Both are dominatrix. And both, they have whips. And at one point, we just had this weird conversation about where V should set up his fuck swing.
Vietnamese fuck swing.
Is it Vietnamese?
Oh,
or is it North America? Where's V? Is it North America?
Ontario.
It's made in Ontario. Well, you know what?
Really?
Good Canadian product.
No, so we're having this conversation. I said, well, maybe there won't be room to set up your sex chair or whatever it is. And we were overheard back at the radio station. I said, it's only Humble and Fred that would be having, hey, we're getting ready for our Christmas show. Where should we put that fuck chair?
Yeah.
Where's Santa going to sit?
Most people put mistletoe. We have a sex swing.
When I arrived, I parked at the end of the parking lot, and then I got out of the car, and there was a guy cracking a whip in the parking lot, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to avoid this guy, because you never know where we're at in society nowadays. Maybe he wants to take it out on me. So he's by the sidewalk, so I slide across the building, and as I get closer to him, I'm thinking, geez, I wonder if this is one of those things where I'm going to be beaten with a whip.
You end up,
and then V says, hey, it's me, don't you remember? Oh yeah.
Well, and Spencer said to me the same thing. He says, I love your fans, but some of them make me nervous as we sort of quickly walked by them. You know, I could just see you. You know, you come to work one day and there's a guy with a whip. Next thing you know, you're in some industrial building like that guy in Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
You got a gimp mask on. And it turns out Phil is like going to go medieval on your ass.
I got a Phil Esposito ball in my mouth. Yeah.
No, you actually have one of Phil Esposito's balls in your mouth.
Oh, maybe.
Because him and Phil are like part of this weird sex cult.
It's all Phil's.
Phil, confirm or deny, are you in fact in a sex cult with Phil Esposito?
And a ball and chain too. We have a
we should have one together. Phil!
Accordion!
Was that not a wonderful episode? I don't know how many 100%ers we have here, but I got a lot of feedback from people that really enjoyed the Phil Hong retrospect. Yeah,
I'm very touched by it. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess nobody in this room heard it.
No. Did anyone hear that episode?
Oh, yeah. Right. Hands up. Perfect.
And, you know, one of the mysteries that will obviously continue into the new year, 2015, is the mystery of what's really going on at Phil's house.
Yeah, it's a little auspicious.
I got a lot of messages. I got a lot of people asking me, what do you think? Mike Boone said, is it all a big hoax? Is perhaps Phil holding people? Is he being held hostage, or is he holding people hostage? That's right. It turns out his sister daughters are in a pit somewhere.
Yes.
And he's feeding them wontons, tossing them with a with a tiny tennis racket, knocking wontons into a pit.
Hold on. He's not taking this.
I don't care. When it starts gracing into incest, I don't know.
No.
He's not taking this one.
What do you mean gracing into it? Remember, he asked you point blank last week, are you doing your sisters?
No, I said, are you breaking them in?
Don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was more delicate than that. Are you breaking them in?
because certain
like
cultures,
a soft pair of shoes.
Certain cultures that happens. I just thought maybe your culture was that.
But he said no because they're fugly. So if they were hot,
you said that.
Would you?
You said that about the sister daughters.
Would you dive in?
By the way,
fellow Asians are always.
By the
fugly
way, I would never question your cultural information. But where are those cultures where the father breaks in the daughters?
Papua New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea.
If you want to know,
see oh, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, the older men do some crazy stuff to the little boys. I'll just say.
Okay,
that.
Thanks for men. Yeah. Thanks for saving me.
I wish
Phil.
I was joking.
We
you can
definitely
that.
Do not do it in Papua New Guinea. That's for sure.
We're not doing it there.
Papa the tribes over there.
No. What's that, my love?
Papa Go Jewy.
Yeah, Papa Go Jewy. Anyway, yeah, one of those things. I think we should make it. I mean, you're always supposed to set goals or whatever, have an idea of what you'd like to do in the new year. For me, it's pretty simple. Stop crying. No. And pay a visit to Phil's. And here's what I'm thinking we do one night. Just you and I get together. We do a little drive-by. Phil, it's Humble and Fred. He comes to the door. He's wearing a geisha outfit.
Yes. Full white makeup.
Tell me that's not true. Yeah. Are you in full-on kabuki?
I wish I could afford full-on kabuki, but I'm, just a slight little tinge of mascara here and there.
Are you ever in full-on bukkake?
Huh? Ironically, still have white all over your face.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he doesn't want us there. That's why he doesn't
I
want
totally
us there.
I knew at some point Bukkake would enter the premises.
Okay. Can you do me one favor, though?
I'm
okay,
dreaming
he says.
Of a white.
Family still thinks I'm a virgin, you know.
I think there's that's a lot of, there's actually not just your family, yeah. Phil. Thank you.
This isn't going well.
Well, you're not
Phil.
A tongue virgin. We know that.
No.
All right. Well, things have changed since we used to do the show on terrestrial radio. Look at the first 12 minutes. I think we've insulted race and we've called into question sexuality. We've mentioned fuck swing a few times. Mm-hmm. And I think it's off to a wondrous beginning. On the show today, the Lad Classic will perform, the Gladstone Blues Band.
Grindstone. Grindstone Cowboy.
The Gladstone.
Yeah.
The Grindstone.
Grindstone Blues Band.
Blues Band.
Yes.
As has become a Humble and Fred tradition since we started this thing a few years ago. Spencer's going to perform today.
Yay.
Who else is popping in? Barker.
Amanda Barker?
Yeah.
Cool.
She's
for a second,
in.
I blanked on who Barker was.
Oh, honey.
I love Barker.
Yes.
All right.
This is Humble and Fred.
All right, Gig Sky. Ladies and gentlemen, the borders are opening. People are traveling more and more, and here's some great news. Gig Sky has just launched the Travel Rewards Program. Go to the Gig Sky app or sign into your account at app.gigsky.com to check out the program. Oh, yeah, don't forget your Gig Sky data plans for your travel needs are perfect, whether you're just heading south, heading to Europe, anything like that. You want to have your mobile data in hand at a decent price, and that's where Gig Sky comes in. Download the Gig Sky app for Android or iOS and get affordable data coverage in over 190 countries worldwide. It's the easiest, most affordable way to stay connected internationally, okay? All Gig Sky plans, data plans are prepaid, no contracts or recurring fees. That's huge. You get what you pay for, and your service is never, ever throttled. Download the Gig Sky app today. Enter code HF2021 for $5 off your first plan or visit gigsky.com for more info.
The health gauge is something you got to think about. Is your health always? And there's all kinds of people using wearable devices now. The health gauge device is really interesting. It tracks your health. Many are using wearable devices or special apps to monitor all of the well-being aspects of yourself. And this gets into pretty good detail. It uses sensors such as electrocardiographs, red, infrared, and green LED to get real-time data to measure things like blood pressure, oxygen saturation, heart rate, pulse wave velocity, activity levels, calories burned. There's a lot of information that is then communicated to your devices. And HealthGauge is putting this together. You can get a special deal at healthgauge.com with this discount code, HumbleFredHG. That's a 15% discount at checkout. HumbleFredHG for 15% off, and that's healthgage.com.
This is Humble and Fred.
Well, that's my favorite.
Yeah, that's mine too.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody.
Joe Humble and Fred Radio.
Little Joe Cocker for you. As we celebrate another year with our friends and family, the annual Christmas special. Listen, I appreciate your concern about, you know, my emotional state, and I know that, you know, you've been worried about me, and I want to say I appreciate your support.
I've been worried.
No, I'm serious, by the way. I appreciate your support.
I've been worried sick about you crying all over the holiday season.
Okay. But, you know, all joking aside, I'm not crying. I heard from a friend of mine that you're concerned about me, and I said, you know what? He's been a real pal the last 6 months, and I appreciate it. I wanted to say that. Okay?
Well, you know what? Thank you for acknowledging that. Because I do feel that way. I realize how fragile
sometimes
you are.
When I
and I'm not kidding. I'm not leading up.
Sometimes when I drink, I look at a picture of you and me when we were younger. And I think, you know what? Maybe I should have taken a stab at this guy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Humble and Fred Gift of Christmas. This place is now packed, ladies and gentlemen. Skating room only.
Coming up, the Grindstone Blues Band, as well as the Lad Classic. Also, Fred on Fred. Spencer's going to perform. We're going to have some jerky. I'm just talking to one of our friends, an industry titan. I'd like you to say hello to the vice president of some cool shit at Universal Canada. It's Ivor Hamilton. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Great to be here.
You know, that's one of the faces when I saw him come around the corner. It just made me feel so joyous in the holiday season because he and I, we go back like to 1980. And I love this man, and I'm so honored that he would come and share part of the day with us.
No, it's pretty cool.
In all sincerity.
Absolutely. And it's pretty cool when a guy like Ivor Hamilton who comes in, he can go anywhere. You can go to Mad Dog and Mora's fucking breakfast show, whatever, but he's right here.
He could be sitting with Derringer. What's
that? They don't have booze.
No, and but he came in here and he made... he gave you a little bit of a Christmas mistle taint.
I wanted to come and acknowledge the timeliness, the untimeliness. It's timeless. The man who originated snow removal machine.
Oh, absolutely, so, ladies and gentlemen. One of the top Christmas songs of all time.
Absolutely.
So it is said.
Yes.
Yeah, you were there for the creation of that. It's wild because I've heard stories of the recording. It's now part of the rock and roll legend where you literally had to sing it to him line by line or something.
Well, Darren did.
Oh, Darren did.
Yeah. Darren wrote it.
He actually came and did it at my house when it was 100 degrees about 5 years ago for my birthday party.
That's right, I did.
And we reprised it. So,
what is the cost of you doing that? Is there,
nothing.
No, but would you rent yourself out to like a Humble and Fred fan? Like, hey, if they wanted a particular birthday party and
start a 5G's or...
5G's.
Start a 5G's or don't pick up the phone. Very simple. Okay. Why bother?
Exactly.
You know what it's like to get me out of the house.
Exactly. And by the way, speaking of getting him out of the house, Todd Burgess is sitting against the Campbell's soup blanket that I brought in. Mm-hmm. If anyone wants to have the Fred Patterson experience during the show, basically, take off your pants and sit underneath the... everyone take a picture or take turns sitting underneath the Campbell's soup blanket. Hey, Claudia, I have a great idea. Why don't you let somebody... like one of the grown people, one of the adults here at the party, let them sit down.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. She's a sweet one of our little interns.
Yes, yeah, she is. Anyway, Ive, good to see you, buddy.
Thanks so much. Great to see you, fellas. All the best for the season.
Okay. Right on.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, a gentleman here along with Ivor that's known Fred probably the longest in the room except for Delise, although there are, I'm sure, parts of her memory she'd like to have burned out. It's Fred Ball. Fred! Fred Ball.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming, Ballsy. You know, this is our fourth Christmas doing this project, which is crazy when you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, because when we really we launched into it, you never know where it's going to go. But this is the fourth Christmas. This has been one of the biggest supporters since the very first podcast. This
Fred Ball character. A lot of people discount my support for the show because I'm your friend. However, I can assure you I wouldn't listen if it was crap.
No, I know you, and you're a prick that way.
Oh, no, absolutely. You know who I just thought of is very much like my Fred Ball is Dave White.
Dave White, exactly. You know,
Dave White's very much the type of friend that because I'm involved in it, he's just full on in support. In fact, I don't know if you remember this, but Dave wrote a pretty heartfelt note when we first started, and he's done it subsequently on his Facebook, where he basically tells all his friends, listen, this is my friend. He and Fred have been doing this show. They really would appreciate your support, and that's the kind of love we get from you. Apparently, the weird thing is, because Ball's also the guy that has been doing our T-shirt deals.
Yes.
And I noticed that his love for us just goes up to that line where he's going to give us a good fucking deal. But, you know, hey, that's fine.
Howard.
Like, what?
Don't talk too quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know I've had this run of people not charging me for things?
Oh, sorry, Paulus.
Oh, there we go.
I had to phone him last week and say, where's the invoice for the last load of T-shirts? I haven't seen it. He said, I'll look into it, and I still haven't seen it. So maybe that's a little Christmas gift.
You know, I'm just a kid with love.
Right.
Want to kick my dog?
I love Stan.
Yeah, where's Stan, by the way?
And your sponsors, if I still support all of your sponsors.
Well, we appreciate it, and we're going to send you back. Don't let Ballsy leave here without a carton of 5-Hour, because I know he loves it as much as I do. So, quickly, the Grindstone Blues Band.
Yep.
I would say, wherever they are, they might want to start thinking about tuning.
Yep, they're doing that right now.
Let's get them ready. And that's about it. Ballsy, what's your story? Do you need anything from me? Any music or some shit?
This story, Fred on Fred.
Fred Ball.
I think we were around 28 years old during this episode, and it was Live Earl Jive. He did a lot of remotes going to different bars, and that always hired out. And one night he was double booked. So he got Fred and Mike Stafford to go to Grimsby to the Fifth Wheel truck stop where they have a bar, and we got a hotel room for the night. And
thrown in part of the deal. Yeah.
Was it a Super 8?
And who knows? And they got to bring a friend.
It was a what?
It was a Super 8 suite?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Believe it or not, Delise didn't want to go to that motel that night.
No kidding.
The Fifth Wheel truck stop. Go ahead, yes.
We flipped a coin to see who got the one bed and the other two had to sleep together. But anyway, it was a great night. I tag along, get free beer, free food all night long. Whatever they were doing, going up and doing their bit. Afterwards, when the bar closed, Mike Stafford, some chick, went with him, and he says, I'm going to go back to the room with this chick. You guys go do something. So the only place to go is the actual Fifth Wheel truck stop diner at 2:30 in the morning, and we're the only two people in there who don't have a wallet on a chain. And as we're eating, this prick, he starts yelling at me, right? Just yelling at me. And I'm going, Fred, what the hell are you doing? Just shut up. And he's yelling. And then he just stands up and he goes, after all we meant together, you leave me for Bruce. And he walks out. I'm looking around. The whole place is turning, looking at me. I said, it's okay. He's just a fucking asshole.
By the way,
he's a professional.
By the way, what did he say at the end? It's okay. He's just a fucking asshole. Could be the end of every Fred on Fred.
Yeah. And quickly, the Stafford attachment to that story.
Yeah. So then, you know, we're sick of standing outside now. So we quietly go along the front of the motel, whatever, Super 8 or whatever. And we look through the window. It's not closed. The drapes. And we see Stafford on the bed, arm wrestling with this girl, right?
Arm wrestling.
Arm wrestling.
That's not what they mean, Spencer.
He's trying.
Oh, no, no, we do.
No, no, he's trying to make headway, and he's going nowhere.
Oh, this is his move.
This is his move.
You won't fuck me, but I bet you I can beat you in an arm wrestle.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
If I beat you at arm wrestling, will you have sex with me?
Yeah. So then we're standing outside, and I said, Fred, fuck this. So then we just walk back, and we start making a lot of noise, right? And then she comes out and leaves, and we look at Mike Stafford, and we go, did you fuck her? And he goes, yeah. And we saw that he didn't.
Wow. Nice, hey.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
And all the best from the management and staff.
That was raw.
And isn't
that is raw.
Wait, so I says to him, did you fuck her? No, I fucking, but I did beat her in an arm wrestle.
Sing humble friend.
And Delisa is so happy. Oh, I know. Hey, Red Ball, all the best to you.
All right, buddy.
Give our best to Nancy, too.
Just so raw.
That's funny. Mm-hmm.
Did you
there's kids here.
Yeah, there. You know, it's funny.
There's
some like random kid just running around. Honestly, yeah. I have no idea who he is.
There he is. We apologize.
When I first how old are you, sir?
12.
When I first looked over and he's wearing like a hat. Yeah. What do you call those hats?
A toque, well, but it has the side.
So I just out of the corner of my eye, I thought he had like some kind of animal skin on his head.
Yeah. Yes, it's Daniel Boone.
That's what I thought. I look over, I go, that kid killed something and he put it on his head.
Hopefully he
is hardcore.
Hopefully he didn't hear that last raw story from Fred Ball.
Whose child are you?
I'm Rob.
Rob's child?
Oh, yeah. One of the sponsors.
Really?
Trailer Rob.
Trailer Rob. Then.
Okay, yeah, that's okay.
Fuck it. All right, let's get the Grindstone Blues Band. Let's get them set up, guys. All I'd say to you is this. However many there are of you. Hello, Grindstone, brother.
We're here, my friend.
Nice to see you again.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Here's the thing. Remember how it works. Hello, lovely. We don't need anyone plugged in, and whoever's going to sing is the only person that really needs to be near these microphones, okay? Does that make sense?
So you be great.
Okay?
Oh, okay, that's fine.
And you have to promise me you're going to leave before I play guitar for my daughter later, because it's just heinous. It's like washing. It's like watching somebody with lupus.
Okay.
I like you all.
Okay.
No.
Take care of business first.
Oh, come on.
What's that?
I hear you guys are big Butter Tart fans.
Yes.
Yeah.
From a little birdie.
Is it, what kind of fans are we?
Your dad made these.
Oh, Butter Tarts. No, you take them home because you love your Butter Tarts. I love a Butter Tart. Oh. He's got a Butter Tart website.
Howard, this is good comfort food.
No, I know. Okay, so I can see this bit's going to be the new bit of the day.
No, I love it.
No, I know you do.
You got to have bits.
I know you do.
Bits, yeah.
That's fine. Listen, I deserve it. I've spent most of 2014 talking about you and your shit stains on a Campbell soup blanket. All right. Who's going to sing? I forgot your name, my love.
Michelle
and...
Yeah.
George.
Michelle and George and the rest of the Grindstone.
Do we need any more mics now?
No,
that one is...
I would just get...
Do we need the handhelds at all?
No, maybe. Sure. We could just hold that up. All right, guys. Thanks for coming in. We certainly appreciate you guys taking some time for the holidays. Boys and girls, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's give me a little sound check. Just play something. Everybody at once. I would get a little closer if I were you. Same with you. Just get a little closer. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, if we could have your attention. Here we go. And where are you guys from? Hamilton, right? Burlington. From Burlington, Ontario. Please welcome the Grindstone Blues Band, everybody.
Christmas by New Year's night.
But this is Christmas. Yeah, Christmas, my dear. That time of year to be with the ones you love. So won't you tell me you'll never more roam. Christmas and New Year will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief, no pain. And I'll be happy, happy once again.
Guys, for having us back.
Thank you so
that
much. All
excellent.
The best. The Grindstone Blues Band can be found on the internet at Grindstone.
GrindstoneBlues.com.
Yeah.
And we have a gig coming up on January 23rd at the Black Swan in Burlington.
So nice. Perfect.
And we'll have you guys back again. Hey, other members, thanks for coming in for the holidays.
Yeah, the whole band's here today.
Whole band.
The whole band.
Thanks, guys.
You know what? It's
thank
funny because when the two of them were here, they just... All they did was endlessly shit-talk you three. I see you guys are getting
along.
You
weren't supposed to say anything.
Yeah. No, thanks for being part of this. That's great.
It's
thank
very,
you.
Very, very sweet. Okay, coming up a little bit later, the Lad Classic. They're going to come back to perform. Lil Spenny. And, of course, we've got all our friends and family. The Panama Men are here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I want to start that because they've always got some great stories. We'll get Jeremy, Matthew, and Antonio V. Ramos.
I guess the jerky's on site.
I'll just say this. Don't go anywhere near the jerky.
All right.
That's not for everybody. That's just for the inner circle. Do I have my own jerky? Timmy?
Yes.
All right.
Of course. Just
private jerky. I just called you Timmy. I don't know why. Commander, where's Eileen? Where's the baby?
The baby's being passed around. It's great.
Yeah, it's like he's one of those at a at the, you know, when they do that at the mosh pit, they start throwing
yeah.
their...
Thank you.
What do you got there?
Uber.
I want one.
Do you want a Caesar?
Yes, please.
It's actually like the weirdest nativity scene ever, right?
Yeah, Billy, come on over here. What's the nativity scene? The baby?
The baby.
The dog?
Know. Yeah, there's a few.
The Campbell's soup
somewhere.
Blanket?
Yeah.
I think the original Campbell's soup blanket came from the manger with baby Jesus.
Yes. Gold, frankincense, and Campbell's soup blanket.
Hey, buddy.
Howie, good morning.
Hey, Bill.
Put my whole hand in there.
There you go. There's my buddy.
Love Bill.
This is our business manager and partner and friend who a lot of people here in the room and around the continent have heard us refer to. He's the, I guess, he would be the vice president of sales for Humble and Fred, Humble and Fred Radio. It's Bill Hertz. How are you, man?
Things are a little better now. I want to thank all of our sponsors, but I also want to thank CAA.
Why?
Because without CAA, I wouldn't be here today.
Dude, are you okay?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Good.
Do we need to fuck some bitches up?
Whoa.
Aren't you driving around
it's
in a big...
Christmas.
Sorry.
You're driving around like in a brand new Lexus.
For
what could go wrong?
For some reason, the battery was dead this
yes.
morning when I got up. Calling CAA at 6 o'clock in the morning is not the greatest thing.
No.
I'll tell you one part about it. They're not busy at that time. So
mm-hmm.
They were there in a few minutes and got the car
Bill,
going, and I'm here.
Wow. If awesome. We didn't know, we would have sent Phil AA.
Bill could have
over
come.
There. Howard AA. More like it. Billy, would you have a preference? Like, do we can't offer Bill any more money because obviously we're at maximum. But can we offer him a title?
Donation?
Do you need a title change?
No, I'm okay with that. Golf friend, golf buddy.
No, but we need to up him.
Can so he's vice president of sales. I thought he was president of sales. Or is that you?
I'm president of everything.
No, seriously. CAA aside, I want to take this time to thank all our sponsors because without them, we wouldn't be here today.
No, absolutely.
So,
well, yeah. I'll tell you right now.
Is there something connected to that CAA thing? Are they potential? Is this the deal?
Oh, well, listen, I learned from the master. Always,
Freddie, I gave him my card.
Of course you did. Always be closing.
This is Humble and Fred.
Welcome to the blue skies and sunny shores of Canacabana. The real OGs. For over 10 years, they've been smoking and toking and creating places for cannabis lovers of all kinds to gather, chat, and share the passion. Because, you know, legalization wasn't just about, you know, making this, you know, so that people weren't going to jail. It was to further this industry that has been underground. And now that it's out in the open, Canacabana is the place to experience great weed products at the lowest prices on cannabis guaranteed. Spend less time looking for a best price. Go right to Canacabana. The lowest prices are guaranteed. Regularly, they compare prices at other cannabis retailers, so you don't have to. When it comes to saving their members money, they are unbeatable. Canacabana.com.
Yeah, Tim Niblett. He's a portfolio manager at Raymond James, a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. Tim is your guy. If you want to build a plan for your future, for your retirement, or if you have an existing plan, you want somebody to have a second look at it, get his opinion. No strings attached, no obligations. He'll give you the straight goods, and then you decide.
Yes, you decide.
Tim's a great guy. He's helped many Humble and Fred listeners along the way, and that list keeps growing because he delivers. You know, and he's got a great demeanor, and he's very patient and informative. Again, he's your guy if you're thinking about money and the future. He's the Retirement Sherpa. RetirementSherpa.ca is how to contact our friend Timmy.
What do Fred, Howard, and Phil have in common? I'll tell you what. We're wearing the world's most comfortable pants from Duer, Duer.ca. Duer? These pants are something else. What's going on with you people that you haven't got some Duer pants? You can right now. Go to Duer.ca and you can get 15% off at checkout with the promo code HumbleAndFred. 15. Is that right? Yes, thank you, Phil. Designed for movers, Duer pants are built with technical design features and tons of stretch, street-ready styles and washes, and each pair supports a lifestyle of function and fashion. Duer.ca, and use the promo code HumbleAndAnd, HumbleAndFred15 for 15% off. I'm picking up some more pants today, and then you're going to see Fred and I modeling the latest in Duer comfortable pants.
This is Humble and Fred.
It's Humble and Fred's gift of Christmas, and I can't believe how many people have come out.
This is crazy.
Honestly, welcome back, everybody. We appreciate it. Some of our friends and people that call themselves 100%ers. It's we're quite honored and touched that after our 25th anniversary, we thought you all would have been burned out on us, but apparently not.
No, it's great. It's like it's absolutely full. The floor, the chairs, everything.
You know what's interesting too is watching people that are listeners of ours and become friends of ours. How interesting that they're sort of friends of each other now,
mm-hmm.
Beyond us, almost like some weird third-rate Comic-Con bullshit. So, did someone kick the dog again? That's cool. That's all right. Daddy needs to go to the emergency hospital for the veteran. Is he all right?
Yeah.
He's all right. You haven't.
My kid's just playing with him.
The kids are playing with him.
You have insurance. It's okay.
Anyway, we're going to do as the our panel of men, then Glad Classic, then...
Lad Classic.
Lad Classic.
You're mixing up the two bands.
I've had some Super Caesars. Thanks, Scott. Right now, though, this is going to be cool. Michael McGregor, he's another one of our friends slash fans who is the cheesecake guy. He's also got this incredible voice. Now, Phil, can you find him a microphone? Okay. So, Michael, that mic's working now. So you want me to play Silent Night for about 12 seconds?
From 12 seconds.
Oh, so these are very specific instructions.
This is, wow.
So if I play it at 10 seconds, you're going to shit fit. Here we go.
Oh, you've got something going here.
You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Antonio, are you ready to bring the heat?
Yes, I am.
Is your shit tight?
It's mm-hmm. tighter than you can imagine. It's all the fiber.
Mm-hmm.
The snow lies glistening all around. Children can barely wait until Christmas morn. A glass of milk and cookies sit on the table beside the tree. In the quiet of the night, a dog barks. Is it Santa bringing gifts to all who have been good? No, it's the panel of men with a huge bag of beef jerky for Humble and Fred. Merry Christmas to one and all.
Wow. That is quite the voice.
It's unbelievable.
That's how we roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the panel of men!
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Matty Woodstra, Commander Tim Jebby. Where's Eileen gone? Antonio V. Ramos.
Ramos.
Do you have any? Is there? Do you know any of these people holding your kid now, or just it's just random strangers?
I traded him for some 5 hour energy.
You guys, were you guys here earlier when Mistress L and her dominatrix slash boyfriend V were trying to set up the fuck chair? I'm sorry, I heard that, young 12-year-old.
They also brought in their pet.
I'm sorry.
They brought in their pet.
Who did?
Mistress L.
Mistress L
and V brought in their pet.
What is it?
It's a person.
Oh. Let's
yes.
See. Oh. Oh. Inflatable?
No.
I don't see anything.
No, she's sitting on the ground.
Oh, really? Let's see. Stand up. Pet.
They brought in her pet. I don't. Yeah. Maybe she could explain.
Oh, look
it.
Hi, pet.
Hello.
Hi, pet.
Oh, wow. That's great.
I'm not sure what that means.
Are we supposed to...
It's not the dominating.
Oh, you're the one who's dominated by them?
Are we supposed to be impressed or are we supposed to laugh?
You do whatever you want.
Merry Christmas.
We have a call.
Hang on
here.
A second. Yeah, guys, we'll get to you in a second. I'm still wondering what's going on back there, but honestly, part of me doesn't want to know. Hey, hi, who's this?
It's Albert from North York.
Albert from North York.
Although hey, Albert.
The lonely party, you might want to know.
I'm never going to be that.
never going to be that lonely.
I'll come over and hang out with you in the blanket. Hey, Albert, there's a room full of people here that know you and are happy that you've called in.
I'm a legend. I told you guys I'm a legend. You guys suspended me and my stock went way up.
You are a legend.
I am a legend. I'm a creepy legend.
Is there anything quickly you want to say before we got to get you out of here? The panel of men are here, and
yeah,
you're going
to
be...
I wanted to address something. When the panel of men, they took Phil out for his birthday, and they were going to take him to Muse, and the panel of wives, we'll call them, said don't do that, or there's going to be problems. If the panel of wives are taking care of the panel of men when the panel of men are at home, and the panel of wives don't have to worry, to paraphrase the former mayor, they don't have to worry about them going out to eat if they're getting enough at home.
Great.
I don't know, third base.
That was one of those stories where about a third of the way through, I just started blanking out and looking over at Delise. Hi, Delise. Hey, Albert, great job, and all the best to you in the new year.
Thanks, pal.
Take care.
Have a good Christmas.
You too.
Woo! For you people who don't know, Albert likes tickling women's feet. All right.
Amongst other things.
Boys, this is going to be a quick appearance just say, hey, my favorite moment of the year. Antonio's sitting over there where Matt is. Honestly, I was telling some of this the other day. And you were sitting there, and the guys were here. This was their last appearance after they had taken Phil out for his night on the town. And I'm not 100% sure we had discovered the details yet. So at one point, we're about 4 minutes from going to break. I look across at Antonio. I say, okay, listen, we'll quickly tell the story because we got to go to break in 4 minutes. He looked at me in the eye and goes, it's not going to be enough time.
Not even close. Not even close.
We hadn't even left the house yet.
And it's funny, when I listened back to the show after you were here, and I said, that moment was so funny to me because I had no idea what was about to happen. But in retrospect, it made me laugh so fucking much.
You had no idea what was about to happen. I didn't know what was going to happen.
But just the way you said it, you went, no, it's not going to be enough time.
We had our panel of men Christmas party on Saturday, Friday night, was it?
Holy cow.
Saturday.
Yeah. This thing's got a life of its own.
And we rehashed that story for probably a good, 2 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We still didn't have enough time.
Yeah. When are these guys going to come to us and say, Humble and Fred, sorry, but you know, we're jumping to the Oakley show.
That's right.
No, and we'll say, you want
Dan Drain has invited us to Peterborough.
No, I was gonna say, you want less listeners? My goodness. You don't want to reach more? You know,
bazinga.
It's a quiet day on talk radio.
I was going to say, yeah, exactly. One thing you'll know about the Humble and Fred show, there's never any occasion that we can't find a reason to give somebody else shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was a great moment. Some of my favorite moments of 2014, not just Phil-centric, but just having you guys in and the beef jerky that Commander Jeremy Temenji makes.
Thank you.
And this batch is made with what again?
So this is, I reached out to Chris. Chris and I were talking about a week ago, and he was telling me about bringing in the wine from Argentina. No, Portugal. Sorry, Tony.
This guy.
Gloria. So I went out, bought a bottle of Gloria, and the batch is made with Gloria today.
Isn't that something?
One thing I did notice the other day on Facebook, because Jer and I are friends, is he's talking about preparing the jerky for today, and I kind of feel bad because your entry mentioned about 20 pounds of meat that goes into the Humble and Fred jerky. I got to be honest with you, how much did that cost? I'm just curious.
No. First of all, the 20 pounds wasn't just for you guys. We had some Christmas orders we had to fill.
Now we're disappointed.
Sorry.
Well, I was going to see if the Secretary Treasury here could cut you a check, but fuck it.
No. So today I brought about 6 pounds.
Okay.
But it's pretty reasonable. We go to our favorite store, Costco, and buy it there pretty cheap. So we're good. Don't worry. We're cash flow, so we're good.
All right. And is there anything that the panel of men would like to mention to our audience here in the studio or at home?
Why are you guys looking at me?
You're the one that was...
We would like to say thanks, everybody, for supporting us. We really do enjoy...
Who supports you?
Everybody.
That's right.
Facebook page has almost 300...
They're wives.
If there's anyone who's supporting them and not us, we need to have a chat.
Yeah, that's great.
Thanks for coming to our open house today, everybody. Yeah.
I love that. No, I think this is great. Their own Christmas parties, their own T-shirts. It's great what's happened. You know, this is the entrepreneurial spirit. It is.
Okay, crazy Uncle Uber Caesar. No, you guys, listen, always a pleasure to have you in. We got to get a bunch of people on. Once again, it's great. We'll see you probably early in the new year.
You know, they're selling these T-shirts outside the door.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, is this Papa's?
That's yours.
All right, fuck it.
That's mine. Yeah, only $24.95.
Mine.
You notice how he holds that back until the end of our
their
segment.
T-shirts are more expensive than ours. It's crazy.
Well, actually, I like
you gotta
their
pay
t-shirts.
For the jerky, Fred.
No, I know. Guys, we'll see you early in the new year.
Absolutely.
And, even thank if you. If you're talking to Millman sometime, give him our best. Panel men, everybody. Let's go.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
You know, I had some of that. I just had one glass of that Uncle Caesar Uber crazy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
You got a buzz
I didn't
on.
Drink mine full yet.
On,
is that mine?
Yeah. Full on.
But remember, you got to worry about driving home.
No, honestly.
You'll be sleeping on this couch until...
Listen to me. I only had the tiniest sip of the wine, mm-hmm. and I didn't touch any of the vodka munchies because I know what happens. Mm-hmm. There's somebody that... you know, it's funny because Eileen has become such a huge part of our program. We actually were joking with somebody, but it's true. We can't imagine this show without Eileen Ogden Ross from her hometown of London, Ontario, everyone. There she is. She is she's a delicious doll. Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. Nope, can't remember.
No, it's gone.
I'll interject.
Oh, yeah, I was introducing somebody else.
Oh, no, I was going to say, and you know, with Eileen comes Brody, and it's fun, Brody's development, and as he gets older, he's become a little more vocal.
I haven't seen him in a half an hour.
No, and it's really brightened up this whole environment, and... we've had a couple of complaints about him
screeching.
Yeah.
Well, they can suck a bag of dicks.
There you go. That's basically Merry what Christmas. We were going to say. Because the Humble and Fred Show now comes with that feature.
That's right. Another holiday moment from the Humble and Fred Show. Let's get the Lad Classic ready. Lad Classic, get ready, people.
Lad Classic.
Get yourselves ready. Set yourselves up.
They're ready.
What I was going to say is, obviously, we couldn't have done the show without Eileen. And then when Eileen went on mat leave, we were kind of, be honest with you, a little bit nervous about what the summer was going to be like, even though we only worked like 4 days.
It was awesome.
Oh, by the way, coming in the summer of 2015, even less Humble and Fred.
Yeah.
We've earned it.
That was a funny conversation I had with him. I said, hey, you know, if we did four shows, but we only worked 3 days, we could cut out of here.
You can do that.
Yeah, because we could always work. What we might do is record another show on one, do two shows in one day, and then.
Yeah, but you're forgetting about the News Talk 1010 angle. That's live every day.
I mean, I can.
That's fine.
Yeah, we'll just do it.
We wanted to have you guys meet in person. Someone that made such a difference to our summer has become such a good friend of our show. Amanda Barker, everybody. Yay!
Thank you, guys.
Bucket.
Good to be back.
She does the improvs, and she does the show Spanx, mm-hmm. where she dresses up in leather and touches people. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, there's some people in the back that would like to introduce you to the Christmas fuck chair of love.
Did Marco come with you?
He is.
He's got beautiful hands. He's a hand model.
There he is. He's back there.
Oh, there he is.
So, everyone, before you leave, make sure you say hi to Amanda and touch Marco's fingers.
Mm-hmm. Get the Purell out. Yeah. Merry germs.
Bart, are you back off the road now?
I'm back, guys. I'm back.
Okay. Yay! So when is...
This is it.
Anyone who's listening around North America, you can see Amanda in a show called Spanx.
Yeah.
Well, just one. Spanx. One Spanx.
I
one
wear Spanx. The Spanx.
Spanx are what you wear.
And give.
And where do people get the...
Spanxshow.com.
Spanxshow.com.
Go to AmandaJBarker.com.
Can Howard come to your place for Christmas dinner?
Yeah.
All right.
You want to come?
Yeah, I got nothing else going on.
Yeah.
So, you know, basically sitting around...
He won't cry at your place.
Oh, I will. God, that shit.
We have a menorah. We're all ready.
I'll cry right now. I'll throw on some Tom Waits songs, get my guitar.
That's Christmas.
Little Joe Cocker.
The piano has been drinking. Anyway, Barky.
Yeah.
It was a real pleasure meeting you this summer.
Oh,
when Eileen said, what do you guys, because we were talking about different people that could fill in, and she said, what about Barker? And of course, Fred and I blanked for a second because we couldn't remember who you were.
I say, you know what, the one with the big pretty eyes that you like.
Oh, and the vagina.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then she held up some flashcards. And we went,
yes. This is yellow.
All right. Anyway, it made a difference.
Thank you guys
and
so
we wanted to wish you all
summer.
The best.
Great time here.
Amanda Barker, look at her for God's sake.
Yeah, there we go. Baby Gammy fame.
That's my favorite moment.
I should think my favorite moment.
I think you're Albert's favorite person on the show.
Albert, yeah, I know. He didn't know I was here. He wouldn't have called.
Albert.
Yeah, he wants her.
And I'm not wearing my wedding ring today, which means I can just fuck everybody in the room.
Oh,
clearly you're looking to
once
pick
again,
up.
The gift of the Magi.
Where's the 12-year-old now?
I'm pretty sure.
They gotta learn.
I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure that no other Christmas show included the sentence, I don't have my ring on, I can fuck anyone in the room. All right, get out of here.
Yeah,
so the Lad Classic is back.
The Lad Classic
the
is back.
The second time, like within a month or something.
And this is the guy, I'm trying to remember, this guy bought your... Petey, are you going to... No. What are you doing? Come say hi. This guy bought your trailer.
The manager of this band.
Buy your trailer.
I thought
you had to leave at 8:30.
No, he didn't buy my trailer. He didn't buy my trailer.
You're just going to come and say hi. Yeah, okay.
He didn't buy my trailer. He bought what was left of my site. The deck, the dock, what have you. My shed. He bought this.
Your what?
My shed.
My shed.
And it was very, we negotiated. He bought it, and I moved on.
So he's
become a friend.
He bought your shed, and he's now the manager of the Lad Classic.
Yeah.
You boys ready to perform?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, then. Here we go. Part of the gift of Christmas. Were all you guys here last time?
Yeah.
I don't remember anything. Honestly, Rob, good to see you again. Here we go. Lad Classic, people. Go.
Back. These these paper boats and paper planes. Oh, she made me take them in the rain. Oh, gonna lock me up in this here cage. Another day, another. Gotta get up, gonna lift my feet up. Gotta get up, gonna save my soul. Gotta get up, gonna lift my feet up. Gotta get up on the other big road. You try and shoot, shoot, shoot me down. Yeah, when nobody was around. Oh, gonna take me out here at the knees. Oh, until I crawl and beg and plead. Now listen to me, my dear. I ain't gonna disappear and gotta get up, gonna lift my feet up. Gotta get up, gonna save my soul. Gotta get up, gonna lift my feet up. Gotta get up on the yellow brick road. Gotta get up, gonna lift my feet up. Gotta get up, gonna save my soul. Gotta get up, gonna lift my feet up. Gotta get up on the yellow brick road. Some paper planes. Oh, she made me take them in the rain. Oh, gonna lock me up in this here cage. Yeah, another day, another. Gotta get up, gonna lift my feet up. Gotta get up, gonna save my soul. Gotta get up, gonna lift my feet up. Gotta get up on the yellow brick road. Gotta get up, gonna lift my feet up. Gotta get up, gonna save my soul. Gotta get up, gonna lift my feet up. Gotta get up on the yellow brick road.
Good stuff. Lad Classic, thank you guys very much. Hope you have a great holiday season. Thanks for coming back. We hope you had a great experience.
Thank you for having us. Thank you guys for supporting our Rock for Socks cause, too.
Look at all this stuff.
No problem.
Here. That's people in there.
Great sound.
Yeah, great sound, great song, great guys.
They're going to sound so good by the fire up at the trailer this summer.
Yeah, do you guys understand that you're going to be performing at Fred's Tiki Shack?
Yeah.
That's the dream gig Rob was telling you about.
That's damn right.
You can maybe see Rob's shed.
Yeah. You want to add that to your resume, believe
me. Lad Classic.
Love it. Way to go, guys.
Thanks, guys. Away with you, Lad Classic. Away with you. Oh my God!
Oh, Kate's here.
Who?
Kate. Rob's wife. She's a sweetie.
Oh shit! Then
yeah,
it's a party.
And she's gonna sing too. Come on.
Hey Phil, come on over here. We're not done with you for 2014. Long. Now Phil, during these occasions, and I know that a lot of people don't realize what you do is that Phil's keeping track of all the curse words, because later on this show, even though we're live now around the continent, later on this show runs on a talk station.
Yeah, I'm chief executive of censorship.
Yes, and so every time someone utters a curse word, it's tough on Phil.
And he lets us know it.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I thought it might be fun. Just wait, go with me now. I just thought it might be fun. And wait for this. Wait for the full instructions before you do it. What I'd like everyone to do, and not in unison, but separately, staggering, I want everyone to say, fuck, wait a second, and then we'll watch Phil's head explode.
Oh, we got a bit of a smile out of him.
Now, Phil, what I would do if I were you is I would just cut this whole part off.
Yeah, I'll probably do that, actually.
You know what? Insert some clean parts from last year's Christmas show.
Fuck.
Phil.
And fuck.
That's right. I can't wait till your kid's
He's
old.
Not impressed.
No. I can't wait till Bindi's older.
Who's that?
What was that?
No, I'm saying he's not impressed, but it's, you know, just adds to it.
What? I saw her gasp. What happened there?
Well, because I remember there was a 12-year-old, and I said, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, when Bindi's older and he listens back to what his mommy was doing when he was a baby, yeah. He's going to go, why'd you guys just swear all the time?
See, that's 16-year-old Bindi right there. That's the product of this show.
God help you.
Oh, shit, we're running out of time.
All right, Phil, nicely done. Hey, Philly.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back. We've got Scary Pete. He's got to get out of here. Pete, come on over. We'll talk to Pete as we go to break. Have a listen to one of Pete's. This is one of my favorites. And you know what, Brody, what I would do is let this go for about a... Well, I'll tell you what. You go to break, and we're going to let Christmas Boobs run for the full part here for our audience here. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, it's Humble and Fred Radio.
It was almost Christmas time. There I stood in the adult store line to buy my wife a toy or two. You see, it had been a while since she'd been in the mood. Standing right in front of me was a little boy where boys shouldn't be, staring up between the gels and the lubes, and in his hands he held a pair of boobs. They weighed him down like lead. Each boob was bigger than his head. Draped in some sheer lingerie, I was just stunned to hear him say, "Sir, I wanna buy these boobs for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and she's working late tonight. Could you hurry, sir? Mama starts to dance at 9. You see, she's been stripping for quite a while, and the extra tips which should make her smile. Yeah, I want her act to rock that boat when Mama stripteases tonight. The cashier looked at him awkwardly and said, I'm sorry, son, but you need ID. The boy turned to me with a sneaky grin. With these few lines, he reeled me in. He said, Mama's booty makes guys' jaws drop. Yeah, she's a real beauty, but a little light up top. There's no telling what she wouldn't do. The guy who goes and buys her these big fake boobs. So I laid my ID down. He said a strip club's way across town. It's no use, the bus won't get me there on time. I said, don't worry, son, I'll give you a ride. Sir, I wanna buy these boobs for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and she's working late tonight. Could you hurry, sir? Mama starts to dance at 9. You see, she's been stripping for quite a while, and the extra tips which should make her smile. Yeah, I want her act to rock that pole when Mama stripteases tonight. I knew I caught a glimpse of heaven when his mom hit the stage that night. 6 months after she first wowed the crowd with her brand new boobies, she became my brand new wife. Sir, I wanna buy these boots for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and she's working late tonight. Could you hurry, sir? Mama starts to dance at 9. You
see. She's been stripping for quite a while, and the extra tips would sure make her smile. Yeah, I want her rack to rock that pole when mama strip teases in her double D's. Yes, I want her rack to rock that pole when mama strip teases tonight. You're listening to Humble and Fred Radio.
All right, well, how about Bodog? Whether you're a sports bettor, a horse racing fan, a poker or casino player, Bodog is your number one source of online gambling entertainment. From their industry-leading odds, world-class sportsbook, and feature-rich poker room, to their fully loaded casino and racebook, they've been providing Canadian players with an unparalleled gaming experience since 1994. Now, we encourage you to go to bodog.eu/sports, where you can wager on all your favorite sports, you know, the big four in particular, although there's golf and all the other individual sports as well. bodog.eu/sports. Yes, the Chamber's plan, the yep. Chamber of Commerce Group Insurance Plan. 30,000 Canadian businesses are part of this now. They've been around for 40 years. If you have a small business, go to chamberplan.ca. You can get a free quote today. Yeah, put in your information. They'll come back and say, hey, here's what we can offer. Here are the price points. You decide. And I'll tell you, you'll be pleasantly surprised at the affordability and the way they can hold the line on premiums. We're talking prescriptions, we're talking dental insurance, all sorts of therapies, whatever you need, it is available. Now, it's a great thing to do for your employees because, everybody likes that security of coverage, and this is what it gives you. Very stable. Again, 40 years they've been around. It's a smart thing to do for your people and simple to sign up, really. Go to chamberplan.ca today. The badge is right there. Get a free quote, and you're on your way. You'll like it, and your employees will love you. Chamberplan.ca.
You're listening to Humble and Fred Radio.
That's the sound Phil's ass makes. That's the sound Phil's ass makes.
That is my favorite part of that. That's the sound Phil's ass makes.
Oh my God. The person behind that and so many more wonderful moments musically and otherwise on the Humble and Fred show, now entering his 15,000th year. It's Pete Cugnot. Peter. Hello, Peter.
Hello, my friends.
So nice of you to drop by today.
Thank you. I'm sorry I cannot stay, and I'm sorry.
No, I know. You have a big job today.
I have a big job. I'm sorry. I'm a little sore of throat. I had my own little panel of men last night. Let's just say I made the Yuletide a little too gay.
That's the sound Phil's ass
makes. It is the sound Phil's ass makes.
No, you have a job with who today? Ford or something? Who is that?
Disney XD, actually.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just filling.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Yeah, so you put that voice on, though. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Fred. You mean Disney XD. Suck my D.
XD.
By the way, the voice on that little Phil rap, the beautiful English voice, is Pete's wife, Sweet Lou. Hi, Sweet Lou.
Oh, Lou's over there.
Oh, hello, Lou.
Hello.
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 That's
a real accent.
That's the sound Phil's Osmus.
I didn't know.
Yes.
You could actually play that part on News Talk 1010 because it sounds so,
classy.
Classy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know where the I've lost that one a cappella sting. I love that. So Peter,
yes,
I was trying to remember you started with us at the Humble and Fred factory
September 16th. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
September 16th, 1996. I think I was 12.
And sure. It's funny because I don't know if many people know that, we always put a call out for interns, and we've got another good group now. And Pete came to our studio sometime early in the morning, and he was dressed in a doctor's coat, and he had like the
light
doctor thing on his head. Because he thought that would be clever if he was there.
That didn't last.
It wasn't. It was an inauspicious beginning, but he made his point.
Yes,
he certainly did, and it obviously it worked.
It took off.
Look where it's gotten you, Disney. Thanks to Humble and Fred.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
But you know what? If you hadn't brought him in, that could have been your Disney job, Howard.
This is true.
No, it couldn't. So now your children are all grown up too. Your kids are
12 and 15. Yeah, wow. That's insane. Yeah.
But Pete was a great intern because he kept coming back despite all his ailments.
This
bleeding from his bum, was it?
Throat bum. Throat bum, simultaneously, yes.
All that, you know, hair periodically loss. He'd come in and talk about his latest ailment. We'd be concerned, but he would trudge on. He would still deliver the goods despite all these ailments.
No, and we thought he was kidding at first. He's like, oh, guys, I'm really sorry. I'm bleeding from my ass right now.
It's weird. I just sit down and my underwear is full of blood. That's not good, is it?
It's anything for a bit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We thought he was just trying to be funny and stuff. But
yeah.
I had to keep up. I had to have a baby.
Wow.
Just to keep
that's
up
a lot
with
of bleeding.
All right. Well, and
yep.
I don't know what I wanted to say to you.
No, I was going
to
sing you a song, but I know you don't have time. So
go ahead, do it.
What's the song?
No, no, no.
Do it. Yeah, yeah.
I got time.
Yeah, yeah.
You
do?
I got time.
Mm-hmm.
I got time.
Okay. All right.
There's always time for you.
You got to just back off that microphone.
Back off?
Yeah, because you're like rocking that thing.
It's
like
the sore throat.
Is it?
Yes.
Because you're like, you sound like you've been doing hash all night.
I know. Feel like it.
Okay. I sound like I've been doing hash all night.
All right. Well, this is an old classic that I did for you guys back in 2002.
I believe 2002. Really?
2000.
That's when your bum hair fell out.
It did.
And
we put it on my head. It didn't stay.
You just had a series of nosebleeds.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't forget the patchy hair.
And the tit chafing. Mm-hmm. His tits would, his nipples would chafe.
Oh, that was me.
Oh,
It was me with the sensitive nipples, not him.
You know what? Yeah. Who can keep track?
I know.
God so bless us, elements. Everyone.
Yeah, there's another conversation you're not going to hear on Roger, Darren, and Marilyn.
Which one of us had the chafed nipples?
Marilyn.
All right.
Okay, you do have time?
Yes.
Okay, it's an always
time. By the way, the longer you ask me if I have time, the less time we're going to have.
You're talking.
You don't, what about music accompanying?
Well, I don't have it today, but I think you all know it's a classic.
By the way, do you need some music? I can play
you
music.
Have the Walking in Vincent Wonderland backtrack from my classic 2000.
How about I got Walking in Winter Wonderland?
Do you? Just the music?
Sure, if you want that.
I don't know if it'll work. I'll probably
screw
up.
Well, I don't know. How complicated right.
Let
could
it be? Let me just sing it. Let me just sing it.
Now it's taking more
people
time.
People can snap. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes, what's
that? And a two. And a one, two, three, four. Walking in a Vincent Wonderland. Lay bells ring. Let's get ready. Girlfriend, swing in your teddy. My Speedo is tight. If it ain't tight, it ain't right. Walking in a Vincent Wonderland. Gone away are my blue balls. Here to stay are some new balls. Christmas balls, of course. To hang from the tree. Not as well hung as me. Walking in a Vincent Wonderland. Everybody loves this part. In the bedroom, I'll inflate a girlfriend. Dress her in a silky evening gown. She'll say, are you winded? I'll say, no, friend. But it's your turn to blow me up while going down. Later on, by the fire, I'll remove your underwire and give you Christmas cheer with Rudolph, my red-nosed reindeer. Walking in a Vincent Wonderland. Everyone, two more. Walking in a Vincent Wonderland. Big finish, as always. Walking in a Vincent Wonderland.
So sweet. Too sweet. Thank you, my friend.
Okay. Anyway, Petey.
Yes.
A few months ago, Pete and Fred and I talked later in the summer about some of the stuff we wanted to have produced for our 25th anniversary, which Pete did. And that seemed to kickstart another round of having you involved in the show. And what I love is that a lot of the stuff that we've been playing, Pete will hear one day and then we'll have something the next day. And it's, I'll just say this personally, because, you know, I don't want to speak for you.
Well, speak for me.
Speak for you.
It's, it's great having you around again. Yeah. And I know everyone appreciates it. And
I really missed you guys.
So everyone... Everyone who doesn't like Pete is a twerp. And if you don't like Pete, you're,
you don't get to have Christmas.
You don't get Christmas.
He's one of Canada's greatest content producers, wouldn't you say, Howard?
You can find him.
Promote him, yes.
And a hell of a nice guy.
Yeah. That's Scary Pete. Yeah. What is it?
ScaryPete.com.
ScaryPete.com. There you go, everyone. There you go. There you go. There's a lot of people here. I don't recognize.
You know, I know we got them around the corner here.
Yeah, let's see if we can get some of you other people. Let's have a look.
Hi to the new people.
People are out in the halls. There's that guy.
The woman in the red top. Do you know her?
I know who? Hi, woman in the red top. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Patty.
Hi,
hello,
Patty.
Patty, who?
Wilton.
Oh, that's Ken. Is Ken your guy? Where's Ken?
Hi, Ken.
Oh, Ken Wilton. Okay.
There's Ken and Patty. Come on over here, Patty. We'll just take you. We'll pluck you out of the crowd. One of our 100 percenters. Look at Ken. Ken's going to get his camera ready.
How far over am I coming?
Come right over here. Don't be afraid. Look at you.
Look at me.
Yeah, you're right here on the show now.
Phil, will you twist the mic around there?
Sure.
That's Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well.
Do you have any, do you have a message? Do you have any questions for the Humble and Fred show? Are you, because I know you're a 100% you and Kenny.
Yeah? We are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How'd that happen?
Just did, from day one.
That's
from
great.
Brampton.
Oh, you're from Brampton?
Yeah, absolutely.
Brampton. Oh, very nice.
Now, come on, Phil.
Just thrilled to be here.
No, and we're really appreciate you coming. Now, is this the first time you've been at an event of ours?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not.
Right. You were at the 25th anniversary?
We were at the 25th. We were at the first year podcast anniversary. We were at the Gretzky's.
So your first event.
Goodness,
so really your first
awful.
Event. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
No, you know how much we appreciate you.
It's so embarrassing. Because about 45 seconds ago, hey, there's someone we've never seen.
Mm-hmm.
We're the around the corner people.
Yeah, it's nice to see you again.
Thanks.
You and Kenny. Do you have any, by the way, and I will ask this of everybody if you want to think of something. Do you or anyone in this room have any follow-up last questions of 2014 for Phil Hong?
Oh, my gosh. Anybody?
Think about them.
Write it down.
Do you have a question for Phil?
I have a question for Phil.
Where have we seen you before?
Hello, lady in the background.
I'm accordion. I'm from London.
Accordion.
That's right. Are you new to the Humble
Fridge? I am. This is my first time.
You know, I got to imagine everybody is just like on pins and needles wondering whether we'll enter his home in 2015. I mean, we start, you know, we got a full year ahead of us to work our way into his home.
I can't enter my home right now, actually.
Oh, that's another excuse.
Why? The deadbolt failed.
Oh, yeah. So how do you get
in? On my way out. So I've had to ask Liz to buy one this morning.
She has to go buy a deadbolt.
Right. Yeah, she does.
She can't get herself to a doctor's appointment, but she's going deadbolt shopping.
It's unbelievable. What we throw at him, he's got an excuse to keep us out of his home.
Because I think that actually going to find the proper deadbolt for your door might be tricky.
You know what? I'm determined now.
No, this is my favorite part, too.
Yeah. No, when you pull Liz and the diabetes into it, I have to stop there because she's really suffering right now. She really is.
But she's not suffering enough to go deadbolt shopping. That's cool.
Okay, now, you mentioned just showing up at
again,
his house.
Again, the second time this morning, this is not going well.
No. That's it's right. Never going well.
No, it's not.
What's your question?
I was going to suggest that if you do just show up at his house, that you bring a couple bags of Chinese food with you and deliver it.
That's right.
I think we should go disguised as Jehovah's Witnesses. Hello, we've got a copy of The Watchmen.
You see, because that's funny. Eh? You got that because it's the watch. It's the watchtower.
Yeah.
You crazy fucker.
Oh. All right. Pat.
We love you, Phil.
Hey, great seeing you again. Yeah. You and Ken.
Again for the first time.
You know what?
Can I just say I remembered?
Oh. No, I think you've done something with your hair. Actually,
yeah, there you go.
Yes. And you're lovely. Hey, Ken. That's Patty's very lovely. Congratulations on hitting that all these years.
Hours,
what happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, not the computer.
Oh dear,
Patty, what the fuck's going on?
Oh shit!
It's actually on my computer. Quickly.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
No, quickly, quickly.
No, no, it's not fine. It is fine, but it's actually on my computer.
It's not in the thing.
It's not, but it's on the thing. Hang on, hang on.
Where's your phone?
We can ill afford a new computer for 2015.
Oh, I think we can.
Oh yeah,
we're all right.
Are we?
We need it.
It's all right. We'll get it after.
Well. Patty, sweet girl, that's fine. Hey guys, Scott, somebody, let's just so it doesn't pour through the.
You know, this is why in regular radio stations they tell you never to bring your coffee into the studio.
Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. Or talk about yourself.
Yeah,
that's right. That's really funny. God, you're funny. Very nice. Thank you. Everything else seems good.
Everything's
fine.
No, I
just wanted to make sure it didn't get into the keyboard.
Keith, it didn't.
Okay, very nice. Anyone, this is it. Pete, thanks for coming.
Pete came by over Hamilton. Came by. That was nice.
So, I have a quick story for you. I just want to make sure I get this out. No, I want to talk. Like, you're going to have your kids and the grandkids over. Or?
Yes, as of tomorrow, my daughter's coming over with the two grandkids, and I think they're staying till like Friday. It's going to be wonderful. It's
going to
be joyous. Yeah.
You know, I know Delise left, but You know, I wouldn't mind wandering up for an afternoon.
Well, are you serious?
No, I mean, I wouldn't be there long because I can't. I need to get home to drink.
I know what day. would this be Christmas Day? Boxing Day?
The 27th. I was thinking the 27th.
You know, that might be a great.
Because here's why. On the 27th, I'm going up to my buddies in Acton.
All
right. So on the way,
I'm going to swing by
because Dave's taking Stan.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I wanted to see. I've only
the 27th would be Saturday, right?
Yeah.
I think we can do it. I think we can arrange it.
And Phil, I know all sincerity now, what exactly happens around the Hong family during the Democratic greetings of Jesus' birthday? Mm-hmm.
Well, Christmas Day this year is going to be celebrated as Democratic Constitution Day.
Is it?
Because this is the anniversary of a certain document being written over in Taiwan back in 1947.
What? Christmas Day is the anniversary of that?
Yeah, December 25th, 1946.
Speak slowly. What is the what?
They wrote a constitution.
Yeah.
Democratic one.
Yes.
My grandfather was part of it. My great-grandfather was part of it. They did something.
So on that day, you dress up as your great-grandfather and you sign some documents and shit?
Did he have diabetes? Is that where Liz got it? What?
I got to write the swearing down.
I just want you to just quickly go and tune it if you can, or I'll, you know, don't tune it. Just get it ready.
Mm-hmm. 22 million people now have their freedom. Thanks.
Yeah. One of your guys.
You're welcome.
Here.
22 million. 22 million. Well, 22 million.
Just quickly tune my guitar.
Yeah.
Thank you. I got my tuner on. What's that, Phil? You're going to dress up like who?
No, it's a very special Christmas because of some constitution that his grandfather was part of. And you know what? We
applaud you for that.
We applaud you for that and your family.
Yeah. Yes. Congratulations.
It was a time when they actually mattered.
Now, do you hang any kind of decorations at all?
Liz made up a little Christmas tree, and some of the ornaments are Taiwanese flags.
Sister-daughter so did?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It's like paper mache or something.
Cardboard and paper mache, so it's got this sort of artsy feel.
It sounds very artsy. Leanne, you're going back to London?
Yes.
I'm sure? And
sure.
The traditional Ogden Ross Christmas Day?
Yes. No, we're actually going to my brother's place in Bolton, all of us. My brother's hosting everyone this year.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you have to bring anything? Is one of those things where
I'm in charge of potatoes.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
Two kinds.
No, you know what? They do that for the new mothers. They always give them the potatoes.
Yeah, because you just throw them in the
very
oven.
Easy, yeah.
Although I love, you know, maybe not so much at Christmas, but you know when you're invited to someone's place and you ask if there's anything I can bring and they tell you to bring too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like Christmas is different because it's
can
a bunch
you bring
of family.
The turkey?
No, they do this like, hey, why don't you bring a side dish, a salad, and an appetizer? You're like, what the fuck are you bringing? You got a couple of steaks. What am I? I'm doing everything else.
And so what are you doing on Christmas Day?
I'm going to make a turkey breast.
Mm-hmm.
that I got yesterday. I'm going to tell you about this. So I'm going to have Charlie Spencer, ex-wife, is going to be there. She's coming over. Nice.
And still something there. I can feel it. But go ahead.
Yeah. Between you and her? Trust me.
No.
Trust me, that's got a better chance. No offense, Spencer. I did enjoy having sex with her one time. That's how you got here.
So what about the other time?
Well, that was Charlie.
Yeah. So you didn't enjoy that one?
That was great.
That was a good one.
I remember that.
No, I'm not talking about your mom. I'm talking about my mom. Zombie Luba. Is it all tuned up? Okay. I got to tell you, I know people listening around the country or whatever, if you have a Whole Foods where you live, but just really quickly, and I thought of you yesterday because you would have done exactly what I did. I went there to Whole Foods because they have turkey breasts that are already like tied up and netted.
Yeah.
You can't get them at Superstore or place. Anyway, I go there, and as I'm leaving, I thought I'll get Spencer some lunch because she was it was like 1 o'clock and it was time for her to wake up. And and so I said, I'd like some of this curry chicken salad. And it came in one of those medium things.
Right.
And they're spooning it. It had to maybe be 7 or 8 ounces of chicken.
Right.
And then they do the weighing thing, and then they put the universal price code sticker on the back, and they hand it to me. And I just turned it over like this, and it said $14.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
I was. And I honestly, I thought of you. I said, okay, that's not going to work. That's not going
to
work.
Oh, you gave it right back to her?
I said, there's no level. It's not working on any level. I said, and the poor girl, I go, what exactly is in that? Is there some gold pubic hair or something? That's not what I said.
One could only hope.
Yeah. Anyway. You know, sometimes... Sometimes when you're embarrassed by the person that served it, you take it if the checkout is somewhere different.
I hear you.
And you can dump it, like, in aisle 4.
Yeah. No, I was... I was stunned. Now, here's my question to you before we go for the holidays.
Would I pay $14 for chicken curry?
Well, where would they get that number from?
It's Whole Foods. It was Oakville. That's where all the rich people are.
No, Whole Foods anywhere.
In Brampton, that would be half the price.
No. Well, no, curry. Where would you find curry chicken in Brampton? Right,
she warned you, though, right?
No, she didn't.
Yes, she said, have
no,
you
that
shot?
That was last time. Last time she warned me.
Wreck your dad's story.
No, last time I went to buy something, and she says, have you shopped here before? I went, yeah, why? And then she handed me $36 worth of chicken salad. Am I kidding?
It was great, though.
Okay, so before we say goodbye, Spencey's going to sing. Yeah. This has been now every get-together we've had since we started doing the podcast 3 years ago. A lot of you have seen her sing before and seen her grow up before our very eyes.
Aww.
Remember when she used to love Papa?
And now she asked for her dad's pot, which is on top of the fridge.
No,
I don't ask. You buy them like $100 at a time. I don't need to like ask.
All right,
you
shut up. last night I was hanging out with best friend Dave and his son Robin, and we're in the kitchen. She says to me at one point, just casually, she goes, so can I have a beer? what is it? Fucking, it's Monday. I know, but I'm on holidays now.
You gave me the beer. It's not like...
Yeah, you're getting into that territory. You got to give her the odd beer.
I know.
You defended me. Was it Dave? You were like, you're 15. And she's like, she's 17. I'm like, neither of you are all right, but thank you.
So, we've had a couple emails. The reason we chose this song is a couple people actually thought this was Spencer when I've played it on the show.
Ah, yes.
Because it's somebody that Spencer loves, and you've done a lot of her songs. Who is she?
Ingrid Michaelson.
All right, so this is actually Spencer's version. And again, remember, I can't play very well, so, you know, give me a break.
Come back. future. Gonna come back around maybe. In the future, gonna come back. Oh, the only way to really know is to really let it go. Maybe, gonna come back, gonna come back. I still feel you in the right side of the bed. I still feel you in the blankets pulled over my head. And I'm gonna wash away, oh, I'm gonna wash away everything till you come home to me. Maybe in the future, gonna come back around maybe. In the future, gonna come back. Oh, the only way to really know is to really let it go. Maybe gonna come back, cause the only way to really know is to really let it go. Maybe gonna come back, gonna come back around.
Well done. God, that kid's talented.
Thank you.
Why, thank you.
She is.
All right. Merry Christmas, Spencey. Happy Hanukkah.
Well done, darling.
Thank you. Happy Hanukkah.
All right. Listen, everyone, we're back live. What is it?
We're back on the January 5th, Monday.
January, really?
Yeah.
All right.
You're going to miss us.
And remember, I'm here when you need me. All right. Because this, you know, this is supposed to be the great time of the year, but for some it can be so depressing.
I don't know what you're offering, but there's not enough vodka mud shakes to make you appealing to me. Oh, you meant friendship.
Yes, friendship.
Listen, our friendship is now 25 years, many Christmases. I wish you the best. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Likewise.
And everyone, thanks for showing up.
Yeah, this was great. Thank you very much, everyone. All
right. And Fred say,
thank you very much for listening to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much
for not saying we suck.
Thank you very, very, very much.
I can't hear you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, 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 very much.
Okay, boys, big finish.
Thank you very, very, very,
very. Here it comes.
Much.
Yeah, that'll do.